June 13, 2017. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show in Pedro, but not with Brother Matt. He got indisposed at the last minute and had to head up parts north and out of town. So, but we're also not my pad, but we are in Pedro. We're in Chacha's pad. And he's on the dock right now working, but he has a guest who is actually my guest. Let me say, we start off the show with John Coltrane doing Satellite. And then, yeah, from his band Pale Angels, to Turnaround, and my guest, Jay Morrison, all the way from Wales.
Hello.
Just got done with the tour. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, how was the tour? Because the last gig was the skate thing here last week.
Yeah, that was a good way to end, out in the sunshine. I don't see a lot of that usually.
It's not here?
Yeah, no, in Wales, all the UK. There's never an opportunity to play outside. It'll be rained off.
You know what, though? I did play only once there in Port Marion, and it was sunny.
Oh, really?
It was a freaky thing.
That's lucky. You brought it with you.
Yeah, maybe I brought it with me.
Yeah.
We actually had a sunny day, like you see when you see The Prisoner.
Oh, yeah.
Because I heard that was such a joke, because them to get those days of filming were very lucky, but they always used it. So you thank the village. People... wondering about the village. There was a show Patrick McGoohan did in 66-67. I think the most expensive TV show at the time. Number two was the Batman show, which we just lost.
Yeah, we just lost the original guy, yeah. Right?
Well, there was Batmans before that. I seen Batmans, you know, they used to have serials in theaters. And this guy had like a carrot nose and drove around in a black sedan. Yeah, it was hilarious. It was maybe from the 40s. Their little shorts they have in the theater. That's when there was a Quonset hut here at the Navy base where Chacha's working right now.
Yeah.
It's a Navy base because that's why I came here. And it was 15 cents for a movie. And I remember these shorts. And
more like a comic strip.
So he's in. But he kind of, and I guess reading his spiels, he thought he was the quintessential.
It's Adam West, right? He's the guy.
Adam West,
yeah.
Right. And I guess didn't have such a good thing with Burt Ward, the rock guy. Wrote a nasty book or something.
Oh, too bad.
Troubling book. But let's get to your... we'll catch up with your tour and all that, Pale Angels, right now. But let's go way back, Jamie, your first music memory.
Wow. Well, the first I remember the first time music switched me on. That's maybe the memory that counted.
Okay.
And that was like a cassette tape with a mix, and one of the songs on it was Smells Like Teen Spirit. And I was 10 years old.
You're 10.
Ten years old in Swansea.
At school, somebody
now, birthday sleepover.
Okay.
An 11-year-old
boy. So your buddy's come over and
someone's got a cassette tape. We're putting it on. This thing felt so familiar. Maybe I'd heard it on the radio or something without noticing. And I just wanted...
What's Swansea, like BBC stuff?
What's it would have been, yeah, BBC, yeah. But, you know, I wasn't paying attention to anything in life.
John Peel.
I've missed it all.
Okay.
I'm, you know...
Oh, like, yeah, because you were talking early 90s.
Yeah, it's 97 and I'm 10.
Oh, not even early.
Kurt Cobain's already dead.
Later than 90s.
Yeah, yeah. So I've missed everything cool that's ever happened. And I hear this song, and you know, a light switch kind of went off in my head.
Before that, music,
nothing mattered to me.
Blurry.
Yeah.
So you had nobody playing it in the house. Your parents.
I mean, they did, but they didn't push it on me, which I find kind of strange. Because my
mom, players and singers.
No, they're not players. But my mom's got a real good taste
collection.
In music. Yeah.
So they're gig goers.
Yeah, she loves the Rolling Stones and. She loves the Doors.
So you had it in the house, but she didn't play it. Oh, she didn't play it.
She didn't really play it. Like,
kept it private.
You kept it private. Kept it a secret. And then it was this thing I found out about. But I didn't even know what I was listening to.
Ah.
And I had no way of...
She never explained.
It was this tape, and it just... I don't remember what was
inside
of it.
Oh, that
thing. Yeah.
Kurt.
I eventually found out what it was by...
Yeah.
Maybe asking the guy whose tape it was.
Kind of a funny song. You know, have you ever talked to people... He was thinking it was a joke on Pixies.
Yeah, yeah.
Godzilla mixed in with More Than a Feeling.
I don't really care about that song anymore at all.
But no, but
that song was the trigger.
It was huge. Because
yeah.
I've talked to cats, especially during that period. I have a friend in London, he's from Valencia, named Jose. And it was like, You didn't know who they were, and all of a sudden,
yeah,
it just made him want to get into music
for sure.
So
it just opened
in
up.
School, did you have like music, like a recorder or some shit like that?
Yeah, they, you know, they wouldn't teach me anything I thought was interesting. Yeah, and I guess at like at a very young age, my mum tried giving me I had two sisters. The older sister played piano, so then you know, I get dragged along as maybe like a 6-7 year old to try and learn how to play piano. And
is it in the house?
No. There wasn't one in the house, no, but
so it's hard
I didn't enjoy it, you know, I didn't want to play piano.
The teacher did. Oh, you didn't want to play? Yeah.
No, I didn't, I'd never heard anything I'd want to play. Now I wish I'd, you know,
sure.
Wish I'd paid attention.
Little Richard.
Yeah, right.
Lewis.
It's all about hearing the right thing.
Yeah.
They're teaching you three blind mice.
Rock and roll actually was piano music, isn't that a trip?
Yeah, right.
Guitar came a little down the road. Morricano, though.
Yeah. It's hard carrying pianos around.
Man, even when they were electric, they were still a lot of money. Not until like 80s.
Yeah.
As I remember.
And moving them.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah, right.
So, okay. So right away you want to play after hearing this. And so what, do you get an instrument?
I got a guitar eventually, yeah.
Okay.
Wanted to play guitar, you know, learn all these open chords and things. But open chords aren't what I'm hearing. I'm hearing power chords.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what
right.
a power chord is.
They're like teaching you cowboys.
They're teaching you, you know, C and G and D, and that's cowboy. On an acoustic guitar too. You know,
yeah,
that doesn't
right.
sound like what I want to be doing at all.
Right, right.
Eventually, I meet this guy who can play guitar. He knows what a power chord is.
Yeah,
he can play guitar like Nirvana songs
sure.
and stuff. So then, all of a sudden, I'm a bass player.
How'd that happen?
Because he was good and I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Because you're gonna make a band.
I'm gonna make a band. Okay. This other guy who lives around the corner from me plays drums.
Wow.
You know, so
that's the first band.
The first band. And all we're doing is just like trying to play Nirvana songs.
Yeah. You're like in grade school still.
I was 12.
Yeah, okay. Almost.
Yeah.
Junior high. So it's just do you do a gig?
We did one gig. Okay. That band did one gig. We played one original song and a bunch of covers. And
what was it? Like a
it
kegger
was, no, it was like a community hall. Like the drummer's dad set it up. Like an,
okay.
like you know.
Like a battle of the bands.
No, it was.
We're just gonna have fun.
Just gonna have fun, yeah. Like somebody had to rent the hall, you know.
Yeah,
like a
sure.
grown up had to do that. So the drummer's dad was the grown up that was up for doing it for us. It was just like them being like supportive parents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this one like actual like punk band in inverted commas, like a DIY band played.
Yeah.
Our friends. Our older brother's friends had a band, you know, and they were like the cool older brothers that they were playing original music, you know.
Wow. This is Swansea, right?
It's all in Swansea. So we asked them to play. They were called Adam Went Home. So they like
they headlined,
you know, and they thought we were like dumb little kids doing covers, which is exactly what we were.
Yeah, right. So how long did that band last?
That band only lasted that gig.
Wow. It's done.
But
by this time, though, you got a bass, you got an amp.
Exactly. And meeting those guys that would, a real band,
yeah.
you know, or at least I thought
the
they were.
Headliners?
Yeah, they.
Adam Went Home?
Yeah, the one guy's, the guitarist, his name's Owen, his younger brother, Reese, I ended up being in a band with him for over, you know, 10, that band Arteries that I met you at.
Yeah.
He was the drummer, so Reese's older brother, Owen, paved the way for everything we ever needed to
wow.
do. Him and his wife, Carrie.
Yeah.
They told us about DIY and about. So then they'd be the people putting on gigs, you know? And then the our new band with his little brother, we'd be playing.
Yeah.
And they'd give us money from the door sometimes, and we couldn't believe it.
Wow.
The first time they ever gave us money, we went and spent it all on a curry.
Curry.
And they were
India
so.
India chow.
Yeah, they were so angry with us for, like, not doing something, not putting it back into the band.
Yeah, right. Get some strings.
Yeah, get anything. Get, you know, some stickers or anything. Let's do a recording.
Yeah, what was
we
this
just
band ever record?
This band recorded, yeah.
Okay, what were they called?
It was called, the Arteries, effectively.
Yeah,
but
what
whilst
was it
we
called
were,
Arteries?
No, whilst we were teenagers, we were called Silicone Fish.
And is there, did Silicone Fish record?
Silicone Fish recorded onto mini disc once, yeah.
Mini disc? Yeah, I remember those.
Did you ever hear a band called Man, the Man Band?
Sure.
So that they're
in like 60s?
Yeah, yeah. So they're from Swansea.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy's called Martin Ace. We used to practice in his place. All that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Budgie, there was quite a number of rock bands from Wales.
Yeah. Badfinger.
Right. I was just going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Tragic
sure.
about
them. Yeah, they like everything was happening just there. It's a small town.
Oh, okay.
So the man band.
Yeah.
The guy's son is my age too.
Okay.
So his son, his name's Josh. I'm currently in a wedding band with him. It's all like, it's never gone away, you know?
It's still connected.
Yeah.
But he had all this equipment.
So his dad recorded, yeah, his dad recorded us, Martin Ace, onto mini disc once, and we recorded like 5 original songs.
Yeah.
They were really bad, but that was like,
at least a start.
First time we ever sang into a microphone, you know, didn't know what the hell we were doing. And
what about this
year? That was the start.
Another Lie. This
Another
is from
Lie.
The latest album.
Yeah, so this is this is sort of.
But this is with
as
New Jersey guys,
got.
Right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we got to get to that. Let's play some music.
All right. Cool. We'll be right back.
vicious. Expansion is limitless. Humanity's infamous. Maybe in one hand, let us cam in the other. Maybe get a glam for a magazine cover. Pretty little plan, add a bit of blusher. Batten her lashes like a fan of flutters. Family supports her, I know what dad suffers. Man's intention, stranded in the gutter. Don't ever trust them, ruddy motherfuckers. She loves the dad, but damn, he never shuts up. Attacked by the images. Expansion is limitless. Humanity's into this. All these casual instant hits. Attacked by the images. Cameras is blistering. Attacked by the images. Social media's mostly feeding ya. Photos of hopeless exposure teasing ya. Upload a dopey, it won't get easier. Focus, devotion, for folk to keep her far. Flattering filters actually helped her. Infatuation with chance to rock killer. So perfect, go worship. Those poses totally earned it. That's because I feel so great. That's because I feel so great. That's because I feel so great. But you still this thing. Simple click and that's it. You swap thick bits for niche lips. Quick fix, now famous for big tits and big lips. Who'd have predicted? Virgin mortality's a virtual reality. Forces pulling us to earth and the gravity. Aliens observing our semi-galaxy. What's with that? We learn from insanity. That's because I feel so great. That's because I feel so great. That's because I feel so great. But you're still the same. Attacked by the images. But expansion is limitless. Humanity's into this. For this casual instant hit. It's all gone. Those working for these, let's all go see. Which one's the hearty? Let's all go see. Look at it closely, let's all go see. Don't keep it low key. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Never get my zoom on. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Got them his own image. Got the post, dark face pieces. Anyone that prayed help me. We'll wait ages while Buddha takes selfies. Film gigs are bad sound to watch later. It's a top experience, done greater. Photos of meals, so inspiring. Take cheese, the world gets tiring. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get my zoom on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I need to back off.
Watt from Pedro Show. Pale Angels, brand new, Another Lie. And brand new from Hellbeans, This Man's Garden. They're bright images. Why about that's Willie from Brooklyn, my old buddy, but he's been living in London 25-30 years. And you know, he still talks like Yiddio. Yeah, some guys, they'll move somewhere for a week, all of a sudden they're talking like
that. Yeah, right.
Same with the Stooges, tour boss, man, that guy, it's strong, Glaswegian, yeah, he's been living in Warsaw, right, for 30 years, it doesn't go away.
In Poland.
Yeah, he's not talking like Polska guy.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, and Willie's like that, why not? Some guy's like, you know, they're a week in Edinburgh, and hey,
yeah.
Right.
I think some people want to hold on to it. They don't want to lose themselves.
Yeah, lose themselves. Okay. Blow Up with Pink, Courtesy Phone, and Kid Congo Powers. Much respect to the kid. Mansfield Hornets with Annihilate This Week. That's a Black Flag cover on accordion. And the Fat Dukes of Fuck. That's Dale Crover's new proj. With Full Metal Jack Off. I think Paul Leary had a band called the Jack Officers. Healers, Cut and Bleed, and finally, Don't Feel a Thing, Pale Angels. So, okay, arteries.
Yeah.
I mean, silicone fish morph into arteries.
Yeah, we get, finally, we're too embarrassed of our name because we're not 12-year-olds anymore. We're like 17.
Do you get a van, you start touring?
Yeah, as soon as we can drive, yeah. I mean, and before that, this guy Owen, Reese's older brother, we were under their wing a bit.
All right.
They wouldn't take us on tour, but they'd do things like rent a minibus, and we'd go out and play in the Welsh Valleys for the weekend and stuff like that.
You could use it. They're right. Okay.
We'd all jump in together. Yeah. There was a place called the Brecon Vaults, which was an old bomb shelter out in the Welsh Valley. That was a cool place to go play.
Okay.
Made a lot of friends there. Met people our own age who were doing the same thing. This DIY world's like open.
What about the big town, Cardiff?
Cardiff was like hard to crack.
Because across the river is Bristol. You would think that would be a way.
Eventually, with arteries and stuff, you know, we've met the right people.
Because I get to play with you in Exeter, and that's probably part of that.
That's totally that route. Yeah, eventually, by the time we changed the name to the arteries when we're 17. Yeah. Same time we learned to drive, you know, and now we're trying to like be a band as much as we can be a band.
Yeah.
All enjoying our own, each other's company, enjoying playing.
Yeah.
Ambitious to like travel.
Yeah.
And everything kind of just has stemmed from that.
When does Arteries record?
The first record came out, we recorded loads of stuff off our own backs, I guess, that wasn't really released.
The thing you gave me at the Exeter gig, Cavern?
I think that might have been the first Pale Angels thing.
Right.
By that point, Arteries had 3 LPs.
Wow, okay.
So the first one of them was done.
Why is it Ask Your Own Art?
Yeah. Yeah, since the first one. Yeah, and that's something that's kind of like snowballed into something I do as well.
Right.
Because I just did it because we never had any money, you know, like, we need art.
You're an art guy.
Oh, well, I'll do it.
Sure.
And then occasionally got some compliments from, like, merch desk stuff. Oh, who did your art, you know? And then that turned into something where maybe I'll do art for some other people. Or at least continue to do art for the arteries for a minute, you know? And,
Yeah, you have a website with your art.
Yeah.
Live pipes. What's the website?
GotVitaminC.com.
Yeah, spell that out for people.
Well, in America it's vitamin.
All right. The can song.
Yeah, I don't want to say it. I want to, you know.
G-O-T.
I'm sticking to my accent.
G-I-T-A-M-I-N-C.com. Yeah. I didn't say it either. Interesting. So, you also get this other proj going called Pale Angels.
Yeah. So this band, this guy Mike, I meet. A band from New Jersey comes and does a UK tour with Arteries. They're called Static Radio.
Ah, you're playing with each other.
Yeah, we've become real good friends. We're all the same age, you know, like, in the same mindset. We're all like 23, having a lot of fun playing in our bands. Both bands are like the same story, local kids that started when we were like 13, 14, because we were, you know, we found like punk or whatever. So we're like kindred spirits from different sides of the pond.
Yeah.
And then Mike's band Static Radio kind of like breaks up a little bit.
Yeah.
Arteries is kind of slowing down / falling apart. And him and I always had this idea of starting a band.
Okay.
So we did, you know, and I flew over just to visit / make a 7-inch record.
What town in New Jersey?
This was South Amboy. Which is a tiny little town.
Well, it's near Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's on the shore, pretty much.
Yeah, they're like a little California if you switch the other way.
Yeah, they're like
the outline of the state.
California with a winter.
Yeah. But there's a lot of nature there. It's all not Newark.
Yeah,
you don't realize.
Right, that's
this whole coastline, which is pretty interesting. It's not so much sand, so much.
Yeah, Jersey gets a bad rep for not looking nice, but I've seen some.
That's because Newark and New York, you know, borders, a lot of states do this. They'll put their trash on the border.
Yeah.
Dump
it. Keep people scared.
But there's a lot of heavy border stuff. If you want to see the most heavy stuff, go to the border. Philly, Camden.
Yeah, right.
It's all over. So you went there and you started practicing, started writing?
So I guess I brought some songs out of, you know, I brought ideas with me kind of in my head. Mike had some ready too. Mike Yerg, our friend, he's going to play drums for the project.
Okay.
You know,
Ergs.
Yeah.
That's the Jersey band.
That's the Jersey band.
But that's not Static Radio. Was any other, only Mike was the only Erg?
Yeah, Mike is the only Erg, and both Arteries and Static Radio had done stuff with him, you know, so we're all friends.
Okay.
Know that he's a great drummer, know that he's up for it.
Sure.
We're just trying to make a 7-inch. But then all of a sudden we got too many songs for a 7-inch.
Yeah.
And we had studio time booked in for one day of recording, one day of mixing, and then it's got to be done, you know, because it's expensive.
Yeah.
So we call a guy, his name's Ben Greenberg. He's recorded everything since. And we wanted to record with him. He's, like, doing this stuff that we like the sound of.
Yeah.
And we let him know that we had too much stuff for a 7-inch. And he's like, well, that's fine, you know, just... we'll do whatever we can do in the time. So we go in and we just record it all Saturday, and then he mixes it all Sunday, and then we got this first record done.
Yeah.
But we've never even played a gig or anything. And we're just like, well, what do we do with this now? Yeah. But ever since then, I guess we've been a band.
And that's the first album.
That's the first
album,
yeah.
Was that spontaneous? Well, we're going to play something in the third album from that record. But... yeah, we'll get into the story of the second one. Do those cats tour?
Yeah.
The people from the first...
Yeah, we did. The first tour got cancelled because I broke both my arms skateboarding.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck.
So that was a bummer.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And was currently on what was going to be the last Arteries tour for a minute. So that got cancelled too, kind of. You know, like, I went home from it.
Yeah, shit.
So weeks and weeks of plans got... wiped out by me getting wiped out.
Oh man, we're at the end of the first hour. June 13th, 2017, Dish Wap Peter Show special. Get Jamie Morris, old Tech Rider 2. June 13th, 2017, it's the second hour, Wap for Pedro Show. Watt for Pedro show started the second hour off of X-Rated, Pale Angels. Then we had Aono. I guess because it's Italiano. Not a good place to go. That's got the bass man from Gianluca. Is it Giancarlo? Oh, man. We live. I'm drawing a blank the name of their band. These guys, they went from Roma to London. We're going to be a big rock band.
Right.
One guy, Mark, was still there, but the rest went home in the basement.
Making it in the big city.
And yeah, that story. I mean, a lot of people do it with SoCal.
Yeah, sure.
Can you imagine? Living in Hollywood Boulevard. Can you imagine, like, living on that street?
You're better off going home in between. In between making it.
Yeah. In between, they can take over guitars too. This, one of the last things she did on guitar, she went to straight voice after that. Señor Al with Days at La Colombre. That's South London. Drengay with Backwaters out of Sheffield. And then Funeral, Pale Angels. Another
opus.
And they may be to match X-Ray. I thought they were good bookends. So, yeah, first let's talk about how you got there, because people are wondering about the two broken arms.
Well, skateboarding in the dark is the long, is the short version of the long story.
Okay.
I fell down into a bowl, basically.
Yeah.
Into darkness.
Yeah.
And just crumbled at the bottom of it.
So your hands just went out involuntarily.
Yeah. I mean, it was a wrist, an elbow, and then a hand thing, fingers and things. Poking out where they shouldn't, and then wires having to hold them back together.
Yeah, I've fallen down so much I learned to tuck it in.
Yeah, I just didn't know
it's
when.
It's hard,
yeah,
intuitive. Your body just wants to protect itself.
I was just.
And also the dark, you don't know the situation.
That was it. It was because it was dark. If I think the same fall in the daytime wouldn't have been anywhere. Yeah, maybe wouldn't have even hit myself at all.
Yeah. And how long to heal?
That's the trouble. That's what I'm thinking as soon as my head hits the ground. Like, shit, all these plans.
Right.
Like weeks. It's 12 weeks of healing at least, probably.
Months.
Yeah, and then.
Then come back.
And then, and then I can't really use my hand properly.
Right, atrophy.
Yeah, like.
Got to build them back up.
The base hand was held together with wires. So the wire came out, and I'm thinking.
Oh, shit!
I'm hoping that I can, use it.
The wire came out.
And I can't. It's like this.
You got to rebuild it. What's it called? Rehabilitate.
Yeah.
Physical therapy.
So the first Pale Angels gig ever was the first gig I did since.
The accident,
and luckily it's actually worked out better. My hand's wider now. But
I was going to say, go to short scale.
Yeah, right.
White bar. So, what about the second record? Since we're playing a lot of that on the show,
the second record.
We got through that tour. That tour was a murder, right? But made you strong again, probably.
Yeah. So we did a couple tours with Mikey for the first. After the first record came out, after I could play again.
Yeah.
And then carried on wanting to, do as much as we could. But he was in a million bands.
Yeah, right.
So he couldn't do the things that we wanted to do at the same time. And was, out with other bands, too. So we're like, well, shit, I think we've got to get someone else to play drums.
Yeah.
And a guy from Swansea. Well, he's from Exeter, actually. He now lives in Swansea. His name's Reza. So he wrote the majority of the second record with us.
The drummer?
Yeah.
Happened.
Him in Swansea. Mike came over. I think he stuck around at the end of a Euro tour. Then we got the second record ready to record. But we're not going to record it with Reza. We're going to record it with this guy, Chris, who was in Mike's New Jersey band, but who lives in Florida.
Okay.
So the second record was recorded.
What band is he in Florida?
He was in. I don't know what other bands he was in, but he
was. Crackhead Babies? Was he in that band?
No, he wasn't in them.
Those cats came to my door once. The guy he had.
Well, luckily he wasn't in them. He came pissing you off.
This guy had something keloid on his ear, man. It was like a tomato. It kept bobbing. I wanted to. As he's talking to me, he was bobbing.
Well, just chop it off.
Bite it.
No, he doesn't. Chris
no.
Doesn't
anyway, so what? Why? because you thought this guy's a better drummer. Because even though the Exeter guy wrote the tunes,
the Exeter guy can't come out and play.
Ah, but he can provide the tunes.
Yeah. So the second album, we called it Imaginary People because it didn't really matter who was on it.
Yeah.
Because Rez is on it so much, even though he never even played on it. Rez and Chris have never even met, but they're both like
he's playing his parts. So
yeah, they're both the drummers. It's a strange situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a bit of a mental breakdown before leaving because I wanted Reza to be documented, you know, and I hadn't played with Chris. I was worried that it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah, yeah.
But it did. Chris is great.
Who's in?
So Chris is the guy who's done all the stuff over here, done the last two records.
Who advised? Who suggested?
Mike.
What did you know about him? Mike.
Chris was in Static Radio.
Oh, he was.
Towards the end of the band, yeah. Okay. He's a hired gun because he's an excellent drummer.
They're
poached people.
It's hard to find good drummers.
Yeah, and Reza is one, you know, so that now it's like this thing that makes a bit more sense because we've got one guy on each side of the pond.
Well, what was the recording like? The other one was very spontaneous, one day.
Same guy, same place, but 2 days.
2 days. And what about mixing? Still one day?
Ben mixed it on his own time afterwards. So we used the 2 days in the studio just to record the whole time instead of...
Okay.
Instead of sitting there while he mixed it.
So he mixed it when he did.
Yeah, because he didn't like mixing that first one all in one go.
Sure, sure.
He was,
that's how
losing his concentration.
Ethan James, Double Nickels on the Dime. He mixed all that one night.
And he probably lost his mind.
Well, luckily it was 8 tracks, so it wasn't a lot. Like, the drums took up half the tracks.
Ah, I see.
Kick, snare, and the toms in stereo.
So you don't have to worry about separating
any of
that.
There's a lot of things. Yeah, there's bass, there's guitar, and then sometimes the lead guitar, and he's singing.
Well,
he
whipped it out.
But he did 43, 45 songs one
night.
They're a little song.
Wild.
We're going to hear Loveless.
like a stranger when I just wanna say
hello, hello.
Happy.
Christ, in the name of love's insanity. A thousand body of Christ, in the name of love's insanity.
Tomatoes. Happy
Watt from Pedro Show. Yeah, I'd love to start that off. And the Mikey Blaster. And then Vistain with Kane. Hello, hello. The out of west side of Chicago. What's it called? Salk Village. Somebody hit our boat as we were traveling towards there a couple weeks ago. The mirror, there's a big black mark. And the drummer man, Jared, told me, Chase, this guy flies off the offer, and he goes, chase him! You know, we're lucky we just got a little jet. He's got like a fucking gun or something. I'm not chasing him. Okay. The Mellow Man out of Croatia with More of What You Got. Howie Reeve, living in Glasgow, a dead statesman. Peace, brother. Nervous Gender from the old days, Exorcism. East LA, great man. La Ciudad de la Tres, La Sacrificio. Antonio Ramirez, Marco Serrano, Borja Diaz, out of, I think, well, Spain for sure. Marco, stand-up bass man. Guy by voice, his whole tomatoes, 100 albums. And he's finally going to, he collaborated on this one. And Pale Angels finally, Don't Leave. Who was that, a Mikey tune?
That's a Mikey tune as well, yeah.
Coming through. So, you toured this, right? Just
this record, yeah, just now. Yeah, we just finished the tour Sunday.
And who was the Florida man on?
Florida man's on the drums. Chris is on the drums.
Chris. And so you found out it was okay. The guy could hold his shit.
Yeah, well, a whole record ago.
Oh, even with record,
you knew
the gigs were going to work.
No, it all worked on imaginary.
Sometimes
people.
Dudes in the studio ain't dudes on the road.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that guy Reza back home, he's somebody who's like, you know, I play off of him, you know, the way he plays drums. But yeah, I mean, same thing with Chris, but just different.
Okay.
They you know, do the same songs. They can't. No one can play anything the same. It's a weird thing with a drummer.
They know where the starts and the stops are.
Yeah, and then you just sort
of
enjoy that.
They do their own fills, their own kind of feels.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, I think, more natural. Otherwise, you end up with, like, human beatbox.
Yeah, and you can't try and make someone play like another person. Like, be yourself and let's get on with that.
It feels forced.
Yeah.
We're at the second hour, June 13, 2017, Dish Watt, Peter Silk, special guest Jamie Marson. Hold tight for hour three! June 13, 2017, it's the third hour. Watt from Pedro Show.
Yeah. spellbound by a dream, charted to a hopeful land, added to the good and bad, yet to get a reconcilable end, to advance to a turning, and never left that point before, far, far to advance away, to chase that never-ending dream, but to a point, that point, where things begin in the end, where things become in the end, what you might or may not have feared, to shake it up and change things, just to survive in the new. We're all waiting for the change, the plans you have planned to have, planned beyond, the hope you have to bring home. The final giving change that will start a new course. Do you have what it takes to make that change to point you into forever? Hopefully on a good note. What will we take along? What baggage and such? Please don't trot on my dream. I'm trying to face the punishing enemy and bring some good of it, to carry on the edge of my dream through all that reality and so to live tomorrow.
I see her out at my back door. I like the scene where I was on force. And while the earth moves round your feet, I didn't see you like I wanted to. I didn't see you laughing anymore. Oh. Spinning round, I dig the holes and run through my old town. Oh, how do you sleep through the night? I didn't see you like I wanted to. I didn't see you laughing anymore. Oh. Thank you.
peu de cool, un peu de no way, un peu d'alcool, un air triste, un peu de cold, un peu de new way, un peu de drogue, un quart piste. Ouais, tu vas pas te morfondre comme ça tout l'été, en hiver tu partiras en tournée. Des mélodies joyeuses c'est plus dur à composer, un peu de chartreuse pour t'aider. Un peu de cold, un peu de no way, un peu d'alcool, un air triste. Un peu de cold, un peu de new way, un peu de drogue, un quatre pistes. Ouais, tu vas pas te morfondre comme ça tout l'été, en hiver tu partiras en tournée. Un visuel nazi sur un t-shirt gris, Sarkozy dans un sillon infini.
For Pivo Show, start off the third hour with Slow Dance, which was on the first record that was done in one day, mixed in one day, Pale Angels. Daisy after that from Aldeviza, Una Bella Voce, Manuel Maresca, and Manuel Ferrers, that's from Terra Ferrate, not Roma. It's a couple of miles away, but it's all the difference. Sorry, Manuel. Excuse me. Howie Reeve with the Dead State. No, we always did that. Joe Brewer, Jack Brewer's cousin, with Tides Turning out of Madison, Wisconsin. I Took Your Name, Phantom Tiger. Those are Dutch dudes. Grunigan. Conformity, Contortion with Diamonds, or Greed's Best Friend. Fuck, I can't remember where they're from. But I know Sub and the Rodicks are out of Lyon. Un peu de col. And finally, You Don't Dance, Pale Angels, from the new one. So slow dance, You Don't Dance. Sing, did Mikey write both those?
Yeah, maybe he's running out of titles. He doesn't think anyone's going to play him on the same
what's
show.
What's the process? Does he bring these things? Does he work on stuff and brings in tapes or just shows you on the guitar?
Yeah, we kind of just work on our own songs separately, bring them together and figure out, help each other with arrangements.
So when you're doing the things you show the other guys, do you just do the one part or do you do other people's parts too?
What do you mean?
Like some dudes, I've been in a situation where they put the bass on there, and maybe it's MIDI, it's not a bass
guitar.
Oh, I
see, yeah.
But they're actually putting their ideas of what they want the other parts to be. Use a drum machine.
I do that.
Not totally, but just kind of rough.
I do it with guitar a bit, which probably gets Mike's goat, because I'm like, no, don't play your own guitar like that.
Play
it like the way I want it.
Oh, Paul's, yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't do that with bass for me, luckily. I have my own. I can make my own.
Is this at all clear?
Yeah.
I'm not saying exact strict orders, but like kind of guys.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I don't play the guitar well, so I'm like, it's like this, but play it well.
That's what it's like with me and Tom Watson. Yeah, it's like this, but play it good.
Yeah, and then hopefully they do. But sometimes I have to be like, nah, actually play it a bit less good, because I like the demo.
But, what... there's something about demos. They can have a spirit that you'll never get with all the practice. And,
yeah, for sure.
Tight stuff.
Yeah, some of the demos of the new record, we definitely captured something that maybe
that
I like
you
more.
Lose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's something to think about. What's the plan for the next?
I don't know. We're going to make a new record sometime. The drummer, Florida Man's getting married next year.
Okay.
So we'll all be together early
in
next
Florida.
Year. Yeah, so we want to utilize that.
that makes a lot of sense. What about this song, Aeroplane? Who did this one?
Aeroplane, I did that one.
Okay.
Wrote that with Mike on drums.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Mike started playing a beat. I started playing some chords. And then it like felt like something.
Okay.
Turned into this song.
This is... Watt from Pedro Show. Last music for this edition. Aeroplane, Pale Angels. Jamie wrote this too. What's it about?
It's about flying somewhere and arriving, and whatever you thought was there isn't there at all. In terms of a relationship.
Like expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really
realize when you got to fly home now.
Yeah, that's right. It's the way to get back.
Yeah.
The bungee cord.
For sure. Yeah, it's a
California from Everyone Is Dirty. Played with them there up the city. Good band. Last time I played, well, maybe it was the time before. Bottom of the Hill. Out of Shanghai, Round Eye with Nest. I got to play in China in March, and these guys took us. And you know, I thought about their name, and it's not the eyes, it's the eyelids. We all got round eyes.
Just underneath.
It's the lid.
Yeah.
That's a little different. There's a fold or there's not a fold. But the eyes are all round.
What's their name?
They're called Round Eyes.
Oh, right.
And they're all Lawa.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
Border guys, but everybody's got the round eyes.
Did you tell
the
them?
The lids, that? Yeah. Well, it came to me on stage.
Yeah.
I was thanking them for playing with, getting to play with them over there first time. And I was thinking about, man, why are they the round eyes? And these guys are round eyes too. Man. We're all round
all
eyes.
All round eyes.
Stupid. And the thing was, I didn't like have a private conversation. I was doing this from the stage and just thinking out loud. So it was kind of embarrassing. They're good guys. They're really good guys. It is a trip. I mean, you come from Swansea, go to the U.S., play all these towns, Florida, New Jersey, California, and you get to see, yeah, Californians, New Jerseys, Floridians.
Yeah.
You don't see Welsh dudes.
That's right.
But this is what happened over there. I mean, there was a couple gigs where it was all Chinese, but a lot of the gigs, especially in the bigger towns, yeah, you're playing the dudes. You know, traveled 6,000-7,000 miles.
And there's some guy from California there.
A bunch of guys. Because they're homesick.
Yeah, yeah. So they come see the familiar.
And I understand it. But, you know, you go there.
You want the experience.
It's kind of trippy.
Yeah.
Have you ever played any gigs over here where you met the big, huge Welsh community? And
no, but had a weird night in Omaha, Nebraska a couple of years ago where...
I was just there last month.
There was a guy from, like, one town over. It's called Tlaethli. It's near Swansea. He's marrying an American girl.
Okay.
And they came just because they saw it said Wales under the Pale Angels name. They didn't know the band or anything, but he's like homesick. So he came out. There's hardly anybody there at the gig, full stop, but the sound guy's also playing the Manic Street Preachers all night. He's like, I love Wales, you know, playing all the like the Welsh Brit pop. And then I'm talking
about
this.
John Cale and Tom
Jones. Yeah, right.
So, although those two guys are pretty out.
Yeah. But it's just, I don't know, it was just this strange Welsh night in Omaha, Nebraska that I wasn't expecting. But
the Kirkwoods, the Meat Puppets, they have a lot of family from there. In fact, they had a grandfather who invented the bobby pin.
Jeez.
There's some bones involved.
Yeah.
Come on, no moving parts.
I mean, it was a cool night for me because we're in between coasts at that point. We're trying to get
It's right in the middle of the plains.
Yeah, like trying to get to Minneapolis where it felt a bit more like familiar home, you know. In terms of like the people who were there, like bands we know and friends we're staying with.
Although that voice, you hear that Nebraska voice, that's the Johnny Carson voice.
Oh, right.
That turns into like the newsman voice. That's like the generic U.S. voice.
That's the newsreader.
Have you noticed the way Nebraska people talk? It's kind of like what you hear on the...
Well, I was just speaking to a guy from Wales all night, so I didn't hear any of that.
Was he talking Welsh?
Well, he had a thick accent, yeah.
Okay. Just, if you look old Hollywood now, he's talking like Brooklyn and all like that. It changes. By the 60s come, this Midwest,
goes to plains, the plains,
becomes the accent.
Ah, it's strange.
In fact, you don't know. It's so ubiquitous. But the next plans, now that this is, you got to go home.
Yeah, I go home next week. I'm actually playing bass for this Minneapolis band this weekend.
All right.
Filling in. They're coming over to California for for 5 gigs, and they need a bass player.
I was just there.
Yeah, I've been here for nearly a month now. I wouldn't mind going to Minneapolis and having a change of scene. I'm about to do Groundhog Day with the same venues, but same different circuit. Band. Yeah, so it's all good. Yeah,
it's going to be a little sweaty.
Yeah,
summers in the Midwest are a little. It's not really a north-south thing. It's east of the Rockies.
Right.
You get sweaty, but. And after that, you go home. And what's up for the Pale Angels?
We're getting together in October, doing a couple of shows around Florida there.
Because of the wedding.
Yeah.
The drummer.
And then we're going to make a new record, I guess.
So in between then and now, you're going to get songs?
Yeah, we'll start thinking about that. I think Mike's definitely got tons of stuff up his sleeve already.
Okay.
I haven't really thought about
it. And then art-wise?
Art-wise, I just did a show in Oakland, California on Saturday night. Yeah, that's up for a month. It's at this place called Forthright Printing on San Pablo Avenue.
Okay.
With my friend Ian Anderson, who's a great drummer from up from Santa Rosa. It's half me, half him, all stuff.
That was also the name of the guy in Tall.
Oh, yeah.
The flute guy.
Ian Anderson.
Right, the same name.
I don't know, maybe. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's the flute guy on the one leg. A little before your time. I think he's still gigging like casinos or something.
With one leg?
Well, he puts one leg up there.
All right.
He's got that both legs, but it's part of the shtick is to hike it up.
Oh, I see. Right.
They were huge. They would sell out 4 or 5 nights at the Forum.
The guy on a flute.
You can believe. Yeah. A lot of parts in their songs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Started out blues, but got into like, I don't know.
I'll have to check it out. It's hard to make a flute.
What do you call
this?
Richard Thompson, the kind of English folk.
All right.
Which is pretty intense music.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of U.S. music has roots in it. Don't tell anyone. It's interesting how that things go back and forth like that. And then with your photography?
I mean, I'm doing that as just a document of everywhere I'm going.
Okay.
It's not necessarily... I don't really have any plans right now for putting that anywhere. But I'm collecting images as they go.
Just they get put somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy, well, I thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck.
Yeah, cheers.
Sorry for the garbage truck to give you your farewell music.
It's fitting. It's my soundtrack.
Thanks for coming to Pedro, and can't wait to have you back.
Yeah, thanks Chachi too for having us in.
Yeah, bitchin' Chachi. June 13th, 2017, Dishawap Pedro Show. Everybody, keep your powder dry.